Welcome to the City Current Radio Show, focused on sharing and powering the good in our community. This show takes an in-depth look at the heartbeat of the Mid-South, the organizations and individuals leading by example to fuel change, and how we can make a difference. Now, here's your host, City Current President Jeremy Park.
Welcome to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. This weekend, we're covering Ronald McDonald House of Memphis. We also get to talk about strategies for helping you with your nonprofit board service with PeopleCap. They do our Get On Board series quite a bit as speakers and content providers. So we have a lot of fun conversations that are coming up later on in today's program. We're going to kick it off, though, talking with Alice Faye Duncan. She is a librarian and writer for Young Readers. How are you doing, Alice?
I'm quite well, and thank you, Jeremy, for having me on your program.
Absolutely. So a librarian and a writer, those two go together very, very well. When you talk about books and helping children and reading to succeed, there's a lot of neat elements to it. But give us a little bit of your backstory, because I know that on your end, there was definitely some inspiration to write a book. But give us a little bit of your backstory personally for being a librarian, being an author as well.
I am a librarian for Shelby County Schools. And I've been writing books for young readers since 1993. My special area of focus is the civil rights movement. I have a new book that's going to be released in August in celebration of the 55th anniversary of the March on Washington. And that book is called Memphis, Martin, and the Mountaintop. It is a book, in fact, about the Memphis sanitation strike, Dr. King's last social justice campaign. And we also know that during that campaign, he was assassinated here in the city of Memphis. The way I came to research the civil rights movement, and particularly the way I came to research this new book about the sanitation strike, is that my childhood pastor was Reverend Henry Logan Starks. Henry Logan Starks was one of the first black faculty members at the Memphis Theological Seminary.
That's right.
They now have a scholarship fellowship at the seminary for African-American ministers who are interested in social justice. So I grew up with Henry Logan Starks telling me each and every Sunday, you are somebody. It is a wise word that has followed me all of my life. That encouragement has followed me all of my life. And when I grew up, became a librarian, became a writer, one day, I was invited to go to a school to speak to kids about black history. And I said, you know what? I want to tell them about King's last campaign here in Memphis. So I decided to go look for books for children about the sanitation strike. Well, guess what, Jeremy? I couldn't find any. And so with that, knowing Reverend Starks, my next door neighbor was Bishop J.O. Patterson Jr., who was one of the first African-American city councilmen who helped sign the decree that helped to end the strike. He was my neighbor.
So you have all this right around you.
It was right around. My neighbor across the street was Sheriff Ed Reddit, who was the detective assigned to escort King through his city travels. And on the day that King is killed, Ed Reddit is reassigned off of King. And so I grew up with Mr. Ed Reddit as my neighbor across the street. Ernest Withers was our church photographer. In his older years, and as I was a grown woman by then, I would meet Ernest Withers often, maybe about 3 or 4 times a year, and have, you know, buy him lunch, and we would talk about the movement. So all of this it seems to be a synergy of sorts had just gathered, and I thought I would write about the sanitation strike when there was no book for children on the issue.
Is part of that because you think it's such a complex issue,
mm-hmm.
and there's so many storylines you have to tell? You think that's partly why there wasn't one before? Is it just because the subject was, you know, tough? I mean, because I can think, one, it's tough to tell that story. Two is to try to explain it to a child or to a youth is even more tricky because it's so complex. And I think that's where, you know, obviously on your end, because you get to work on both sides, you have a rare, and you're surrounded by it, just as you said, you have a rare opportunity to share that story, but also make it where people can comprehend it at a younger age.
Exactly. I think the reason there were no stories about it is because of the assassination.
Gotcha.
The murder, and the subject matter in and of itself. The big cloud about, well, was James Earl Ray really the assassin? And so no children's writer had ever broached writing that story. But I also believe sometimes you are placed providentially and you are ordained or chosen providentially to do something. And so I think it was something that was probably just in my destiny. I attempted to write the story. I started writing the story in 2005. I wrote the story in about 7-8 iterations, changed it 7 or 8 times, had it rejected 1,015 times, changed literary agents in that process. In 2015, I submitted it to the publisher, which is Boyd's Mills Press, and the editors there said, you know what? We want to publish a story. We love it, but we need you to rewrite it. So then I had to do it an 8th and a 9th time.
Well, these are the things, though, that most people don't realize when you see a book or you see a movie or you see, you know, a CD from a band or whatever, like you think overnight success and it's like, no, there's a lot more to this. This is like over a decade in the works.
Absolutely. And so, from the experience, what I've learned is that sometimes big dreams have long gestation periods. And so it was a big task and it took it a long time to be born or birth. But what happened also in the process is my mother is at the Memphis Theological Seminary, there is a fellowship in honor of Henry Logan Starks. My mother is a longtime contributor to that fellowship. And so once I received advances for the book, once really wonderful things started happening with the book in my life, I decided how can I also, beyond writing the book, how can I also establish a tribute for Reverend Henry Logan Starks. And so what I do is, with every morsel or ounce of revenue that I generate from the book, I donate a portion of that
to
the Memphis Theological Seminary. And so I would like others, but because with the movement of social justice now seeming to be awakened and people are fighting for a living wage, $15 an hour, and young people in America are fighting now to change gun laws. Social activism is alive. And also with there being such a schism of people, particularly the races, I see where racial reconciliation is also very needed. And so the Starks Fellowship, it educates a minister in that line for social justice. So I wanted to do something. So now that is how I've come to this. Like, okay, well, I will contribute part of my revenue from this effort.
Absolutely. And I think it's brilliant. And it pays homage to where the inspiration and everything. Mm-hmm, so, I mean, I think it comes full circle, which is a neat storyline in and of itself. Share what you hope readers, especially young readers, take from the book. I mean, I think that's part of this is, you know, it's one thing to go through the process of writing it and trying to tell the story. And as you said, all the different rewrites to get to this point. But when you talk about when someone sits down and reads it, what do you hope they experience and glean from it?
The greatest, the most important principle that I pray young children get from the book is that individually they can make a difference. And that is what King shows us, that he was able in his singular life, he was able to make a difference by standing up for what was right and with a voice that also brought others together. I also think that I want students to realize that they need to leave their lives open to miracles in chance encounters. The way that King comes to Memphis is because he happened to have known Reverend James Lawson. I want students or young readers to also know that when they are pursuing their dreams, they need to create a dream team of people with a variety of gifts. When the Memphis sanitation strike starts, it started by the men who were sanitation workers, but they needed to include in their team of folks working for justice with them, they needed to include other voices who had other talents, like Reverend Henry Logan Starks, who was a strategist, like James Lawson, who was a strategist. They needed people like Reverend J.O. Patterson Jr., who was a city councilman, but there also being a voice for them at City Hall.
I ask a lot of writers, like, what do you hope they get out of it? And some kind of give you a short answer. And I like the fact that, I mean, right off the bat, boom, it's like you have definitely thought this through. And I think that's what makes this that much more special.
Thank you.
So how do we get the book? I mean, you know, talk about the basics of how much and where. And I mean, you've already talked about the give back and the proceeds, but you know, how do we actually help? How do we read the book?
Okay. Well, the book will be released this August 2018, right in line with the 55th anniversary of the March on Washington. The book is available for pre-orders now at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. It's available for pre-orders now at any of your online book vendors. And if you want to find me to speak with youth, to speak to writers groups, to speak to librarians, to speak to educators, you can find me at alicefayduncan.com. That's Faye with an E, alicefayduncan.com. You can also, if you are so inspired that you want to contribute to the Henry Logan Starks Fellowship Fund, you can go to the memphisseminary.edu. And there on their site, you will see a heart-shaped icon. Click that icon, and it will lead you to the Starks Fellowship Foundation.
Well, I mean, I love what you're doing. So tell them one more time the title of the book, and then also to the website again. And I know you're also on Twitter and Facebook and a lot of different places as well. So go ahead and tell them those handles as well.
Okay. The title of the new book is Memphis, Martin, and the Mountaintop. It can be purchased at any online, it can be pre-ordered right now at any online vendor. And
website?
The website is alicefayduncan.com. And I want to leave you with an excerpt from the book. It is a poem, and the name of the poem is Mountaintop. Dream big, walk tall, be strong, march on, don't quit. Never stop. Climb up the mountaintop.
Love it. Alice Faye Duncan, librarian, writer for young readers. Make sure and pre-order the book, and greatly appreciate you coming on the show. So thanks for all you do, Alice.
Thank you.
Lipscomb and Pitts Insurance is proud to power the City Current Radio Show. Our mission at Lipscomb and Pitts Insurance is to protect your business, employees, and family while enriching and impacting our community. As the Mid-South's largest privately held insurance agency, Lipscomb & Pitts worked with over 200 different insurance providers offering commercial, employee benefits, and personal insurance. If you're looking for a relationship based on performance, call 321-1000 or visit lpinsurance.com.